I'm Andrew, and I'm interviewing Italy. And the time period is going to be that we're doing is the 1990s. And my three topics are
school trends, electronics, hobbies, favorite places, and transportation. And now I'm going to be doing school.
Did you do anything outside of school?
Yes, we did.
What did you do?
Usually, me and my friends would just hang out after school. Either we go to their house or they would come to my house and we would do homework together, or we just hang out and chat.
What did you like about it?
Hanging out with friends, get to know each other. So, you know, once you get to know each other, then you become really good friends with them.
So in school, our bags are pretty heavy. So were the bags heavier back in the day?
No, I don't remember our bags were that heavy. I know we did have quite a few books, but I don't remember that our books were as heavy as the books nowadays.
What type of books did you carry in your bags?
I remember teenage years, I was in high school, I carry, you know, a few bunch of books, like for science, or I remember for biologies, you know, math, especially math. A lot of people have math books with them.
What about middle school? Same thing?
Middle school? Back in our days, we don't really have like middle schools or high school difference. It's middle school is considered 6th to 8th grade. Yeah, we have books, but I don't remember we have books like nowadays where they have to carry around and they're so heavy. In my days, my book bag was, they have books, but they're not really that heavy.
So how was a school lunch back in the day?
School lunch is pretty bland, because I remember when I had my lunch, it was pretty much cheeseburgers or hot dogs or chicken nuggets and fries. And it's pretty, you know, simple. Not like nowadays, I know they try to make it pretty healthy, but in our days it's pretty much, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs and chicken nuggets and fries.
So, did anybody, like, complain about it, or, like, a lot of people enjoyed it?
I mean, I personally don't really enjoy it because, you know, it's pretty, you know, bland, not really something that I would eat every day. But I wouldn't say I complain about it. It's not as bad as it is. You know, cheeseburgers, you can never go wrong with cheeseburgers, nuggets, and, you know, did everybody enjoy it? Not everybody enjoyed it. I mean, people would say, oh, lunch is not good today. Should we not eat lunch today? You know, some stores, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, people does complain about it. People don't really enjoy lunch back in the days either.
So about the technology, is the technology like more advanced than in school?
No, during my days in teenagers, I don't think technology is as advanced as nowadays. I don't remember we have any computers to use. Like nowadays, they use Chromebooks. And back in my days, we don't really use Chromebooks. I do remember technology-wise, we only use like desktops, like pretty old desktops. I know that people use iPad nowadays in some schools. We never had that luxury of using, you know, this advance of technologies back in our days.
What about the projectors we use today? Do you guys have those?
We do use projectors, but those projectors, I think, is slightly different. They're probably the old model where you just, you know, I remember my teachers used projectors to write on it to show us how to do math, but they're pretty basic projectors. Not like now and now. Nowadays, I think the projectors are a little bit more advanced. Like they can project a lot of things. Like you can do it through either your laptop. But back in our days, we never have laptops for projections.
Can you describe like how do you use the projector?
It's pretty much you just turn it on, and then I remember they put a sheet of paper on it, and then as they write, they projected in the wall, and they just show us how to do their work.
Okay, so this is about the trends now.
My topic that I research about is school. So Chicago public schools fail because of a lot of strikes and budget cuts. Then Chicago public schools improved on budget cuts and paid the teachers enough money. Students attend schools based on where they live, except for charter schools and selective enrollment. Chicago public schools has lead the nation in test score improvement at a faster rate compared to 96% of all school districts in the country. Mayor Rahm Emanuel started the closing of 54 public schools with one high school and 53 elementary schools. Rahm Emanuel closed the schools because people didn't go to the... Rahm Emanuel closed the schools because a lot of people never went to the school.
So what type of trends you had in your time?
My time? I remember a lot of different fashion trends. Like, I remember people have baggy pants and baggy sweatshirts. And I remember people have the mohawks, or people would, try to do their hair, the pretty high up hairs, like the mohawks for boys. And I remember the girls, they have to curl up their hairs high and try to put up pretty a lot of hairspray so they can keep their hairs pretty high.
So about the baggy pants and sweatshirts, can you afford it?
I remember I had some baggy pants, but when I was growing up, we don't have that much money back then, so we don't really can afford a lot of expensive stuff, especially these trends, because these trends are pretty expensive. I remember I was wearing one baggy pants, and that was pretty much it.
So, like, outside, did other people have the trends?
Yeah, everybody has their trends. My friends have their trends. I mean, some are our trends of similar, but, everybody likes different things. But I remember some of my friends also wear baggy pants, and they put their hair up differently. It's a fashion trends. Everybody does it.
Did you do the curly hair?
I did. I remember using hairsprays, a lot of hairsprays to try to put my hair up. And of course, I wear baggy pants and baggy sweatshirts back in the days.
Was it really cheap?
No, it was not cheap. Fashions are not always cheap.
Okay, about electronics now. What type of electronics you had? And was it like special to you?
I remember the electronics I used back in my days was a pager, because back in the days we don't have cell phones. So in order for us to find our friends, to communicate with friends, we would carry pagers.
Any other type of electronics?
No, because pagers is our only communication between me and my friends. So the only way back in the days to actually find my friends was to call a number, and that number you can either, provide a number for a callback number, or you provide a voicemail. So how that works with the pager is the pager will either display the number for a callback, or it will display an actual message for the person, to communicate with.
Did a lot of people have it?
Yes. Back in the days, everybody has pagers, because that's the only way you can try to find your friends to hang out or communicate with your friends.
So since a lot of people afford it, is it pretty cheap?
It wasn't cheap in the days, but it wasn't really too expensive. So that's why I think that's why everybody has it.
Okay. I'm on to the hobbies. What was your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobbies, back in the days, me and my friends go bowling all the time, and we go out karaoke all the time, after schools. But most of the time we do it in the weekends because of no school.
What was fun about your hobbies?
Me and my friends, we don't have money back in the day. So we just, you know, get together and find our common hobbies, what they like and what I like, and just try to hang out with each other and try to have fun.
What type, do you know what types of hobbies that your friends do?
My friends, some of them like to bowling, some of them like fishing. Most of the time we go karaoke or we just hang out.
Did you try any of those hobbies your friends did?
Yeah, I tried bowling and I tried karaoke with them. Most likely, you know, in the weekends, we hang out at night, we go out, we go to karaoke places, and we have some fun.
So, in today's bowling alleys, like, is it the same? If not, can you describe what was really, really different about it?
I don't think they are very, very different. I mean, it's still a bowling alley, but I do remember that the prices for a bowling alley back in my days was pretty cheap. I think they're like maybe under $1 or $1 per game. Now it's actually like $3 or $4 per game. So it definitely is more expensive nowadays. And, you know, people just, you know, want to hang out and have some fun in bowling alleys.
What about the bowling shoes that the people use in the alley? Is it like the same thing too?
They are pretty much the same thing. You know, you would go up to the cashier and tell them, you know, what shoe size you wear, and they'll just give you a shoe size. The only difference I think is the bowling alley nowadays are more advanced. You know, they can calculate their score in a computer versus in our days, we used to calculate our scores on a piece of paper.
Okay, so what about the karaokeing? Is it like basically the same thing as today?
Not really. I think the machines for the karaoke's nowadays are more advanced. Like in our old days, you know, everything is not as advanced. So I think the karaoke place now is more fancy than the place that we went to in the days. And of course, the machine is probably more easy to use and more, you know, more advanced.
Can you describe what the karaoke place looks like?
You know, it's just, you know, any karaoke place, you know, it's dark, you know, they have like different kind of lights, and then you go to a machine and then you get to pick a song, and then you have to just share with anybody that is in the room.
So when you said you have to share with anybody, does it mean like you have to share with everyone in the whole room or just like your friends?
It depends. If you are in the main area of the karaoke place, then yes, you have to share with everybody, every other, you know, it's kind of, you have to take your turn. You have to share with everybody in the main room. But if you are able to afford to reserve a room for yourself and your friends, then you're just sharing with your friends and not everybody else in the karaoke place.
Okay. What type of electronics you had, and was it like special to you?
I remember the electronics I used back in my days was a pager, because back in the days we don't have cell phones. So in order for us to find our friends, to communicate with our friends, we would carry pagers.
Any other type of electronics?
No, because pagers is our only communication between me and my friends. So the only way back in the days to actually find my friends was to call a number, and that number you can either, you know, provide a number for a callback number, or you provide a voicemail. So how that works with the pager is the pager will either display the number for a callback, or it will display an actual message for the person, you know, to communicate with.
Did a lot of people have it?
Yes. Back in the days, everybody has pagers, because that's the only way you can try to find your friends to hang out or communicate with your friends.
So since a lot of people afford it, is it pretty cheap?
It wasn't cheap any days, but it wasn't really too expensive. So that's why everybody has it.
Okay. I'm on to the hobbies. What was your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobbies, back in the days, me and my friends go bowling all the time, and we go out karaoke all the time after schools. But most of the time, we do it in the weekends because of no school.
What was fun about your hobbies?
You know, me and my friends, you know, we don't have money back in the day, so we just, you know, get together and find our common hobbies, what they like and what I like, and just try to hang out with each other and try to have fun.
Do you know what types of hobbies that your friends do?
My friends, some of them like to bowling, some of them like fishing. Most of the time we go karaoke or we just hang out.
Did you try any of those hobbies your friends did?
Yeah, I tried bowling and I tried karaoke with them. Most likely, you know, in the weekends, we hang out at night, we go out, we go to karaoke places, and we have some fun.
So, in today's bowling alleys, like, is it the same? If not, can you describe what was really, really different about it?
I don't think they are very, very different. I mean, it's still a bowling alley, but I do remember that the prices for a bowling alley back in my days was pretty cheap. I think they're like maybe under $1 or $1 per game. Now it's actually like $3 or $4 per game. So it definitely is more expensive nowadays. And, you know, people just, you know, want to hang out and have some fun at bowling alleys.
What about the bowling shoes that the people use in the alley? Is it like the same thing too?
They are pretty much the same thing. You know, you would go up to the cashier and tell them, you know, what shoe size you wear, and they'll just give you a shoe size. The only difference, I think, is the bowling alley nowadays are more advanced. You know, they can calculate their score in a computer versus in our days, we used to calculate our scores on a piece of paper.
Okay, so what about the karaokeing? Is it like basically the same thing as today?
Not really. I think the machines for the karaoke's nowadays are more advanced. Like in our old days, you know, everything is not as advanced. So I think the karaoke place now is more fancy than the place that we went to in the days. And of course, the machine is probably more easy to use and more, you know, more advanced.
Can you describe what the karaoke place looks like?
You know, it's just, you know, any karaoke place, you know, it's dark, you know, they have like different kind of lights, and then you go to a machine and then you get to pick a song, and then you have to just share with anybody that is in the room.
So when you said you have to share with anybody, does it mean like you have to share with everyone in the whole room or just like your friends?
It depends. If you are in the main area of the karaoke place, then yes, you have to share with everybody, every other, you know, it's kind of, you have to take your turn. You have to share with everybody in the main room. But if you are able to afford to reserve a room for yourself and your friends, then you're just sharing with your friends and not everybody else in the karaoke place.
Okay. Okay, so what is your favorite place to go and why?
My favorite place to go? I remember when me and my friends used to go to these couple of candy stores in Chinatown. One of them is kind of on 23rd Street. It was kind of in the basement. Every time my friends and I, if we have like a quarter or a dime or a nickel, we would usually go there. I can't remember the names. I think it's Yee Store or something like that. We would go down there and we would have a penny or a nickel or a dime or a quarter. We would usually buy their candies. Even one piece of candy, we were so happy. And then there's another candy store that was on 24th Street, at the corner of 24th and Princeton, that we would go probably in the weekends when we have a quarter or anything. Me and my friends would usually go in there and buy a piece of candy. And whatever it is, we were pretty happy back in the days, even with one piece of candy. Because I think even one piece of candy costs about, you know, a nickel or a dime back in the days.
So was it really popular?
Oh yeah, it was very popular. I remember a lot of my friends go there, and I remember a lot of people who live in Chinatown actually goes there. It was pretty busy during the weekends. Everybody, all of the kids would go there and buy candies all the time.
Was the candy affordable for everybody?
You know, back in the days, we don't have money, and we can even get a piece of candy with a nickel back in the days, which is, you know, 5 cents. So it wasn't really expensive. Really depends, because back in the days, we don't work, so we don't have any money. So it's just, you know, whatever maybe your parents give you or anything. Even one piece of candy costs, you know, 5 cents. So it was, you know, pretty popular, but it was not really, really expensive if you compare to nowadays. But in the old days, a nickel is not everybody affords a nickel.
Do you remember what candy brands are they?
I don't really remember. Maybe Jolly Ranchers or Starburst or anything like that. I don't really remember because it's such a long time ago. I don't really, you know, remember the actual brand.
But was it like Chinese candies?
No, I think there are American candies like bubblegums and chewable candies and hard candies.
Okay, so about your friends, what did you do during your free time with your friends?
Back in the days, we would come out, you know, either hang out in a front porch. We would just, you know, play in a front porch. One of the things we do is hopscotch. I think everybody knows hopscotch back in my days. Or we would go to the mall. We would, you know, go to the mall or hang out. You know, back in our days, going to the mall takes about an hour. So it's, you know, it's a long time to go to the mall for us. But once we're there, we hang out for a long time.
Since you go to a mall with the friends, what type of mall is it?
I remember we went to, most of the time we went to Four City, because that's the mall that is most convenient by transportation for us.
Can you describe or tell me what you like about the mall?
Back in the days, the mall was pretty popular. They have all the shops that we need, you know, for things to buy, like clothing, shoes, leisure stuff, everything is in that mall. And that's the mall that is most convenient by, you know, transportation. So anybody can get there by transportation.
Okay. Now about transportation. What type of transportation did you use?
Back in our days, when we don't have trains, we usually would take the bus. Because I remember going to school, I have to take the bus from Halsted down to Archer, and then from Archer, I have to take the bus all the way up to Pulaski, which is. I remember back in my days when I have to go to school, I have to take at least two buses to get to school, and that takes about maybe, you know, at least an hour to get to school.
What type of bus do you use back in the days?
It's the same bus that we have now, so I would have to take you know, the number 8 bus down to Halsted and the number 62 all the way down to Pulaski. And then once we're back in Pulaski, we have to take another bus to get to our actual school. And it's the same for going to Four City, which is the mall. We have to, you know, take the bus down to Archer, and then from Archer all the way up to the Four City Mall.
So the bus back then, is it the CTA bus that we have today?
It's more convenient nowadays once we have the train, because back in the days we don't have the train, so we have to wait for the bus, and the bus sometimes gets crowded, and you know the bus is slower because it has to stop in every single bus stop. But now with the train, it's more convenient and it's less, you know, it's your travel time is pretty much cut into less travel times now, so we actually have to take the bus down and take the train, and the train takes us directly to the train station on the by Curie High School, and it's, you know, it's faster now, so it's not as slow and more convenient nowadays than before.
Can you describe what the bus looks like?
The bus pretty much look like similar to the bus nowadays, but I think the amount of space in the bus nowadays is not as compact as before, because in the older days you would have a lot of row of seats, but nowadays you have row of seats and also diagonal and vertical seats, so definitely a little bit different.
For today's CPTA buses, you have to use the Adventure card and swipe. Do you have to do that back in the days?
In the beginning, I remember we have to have coins. We have to keep change with us all the time. So in the old days, before we have any bus cards, we have to have change with us all the time. And then later on, we get to use cards for a while. I remember, especially if you're a student, you have a student bus card. You have to use that for a while. And then now you can use venture cards where you can actually loan money, you know, online and everything. It's much more convenient. In our old days, we have to carry money with us.
Since you said that for the buses, you get student cards, how do you get them?
Student cards, you get them at school. So when you're in high school, they usually give you a bus student ID, and along with that, you get a transportation student card that you can actually use to ride buses and trains. Nowadays, in our old days, you get to use the student card for... you had to submit to the school and get a student bus card.
Okay.
Now my research is popular places. In 1912, Chinatown was formed after settlers moved to the south near the Loop, where people with the same race were established in the 19th century. Chinatown is sometimes confused with the new Chinatown in the north side, which is in the suburbs. During the late 1980s, a group of Chinatown business leaders bought 32 acres of property of Archer Avenue from Santa Fe Railway and built Chinatown Square. Then in 1999, Pingtown Memorial Park was created.
Transportation. What type of transportation did you use?
Back in our days, when we don't have trains, we usually would take the bus. Because I remember going to school, I have to take the bus from Halsted down to Archer, and then from Archer, I have to take the bus all the way up to Pulaski, which is, I remember back in my days when I have to go to school, I have to take two buses to get to school, and that takes about maybe, you know, at least an hour to get to school.
What type of bus do you use back in the days?
It's the same bus that we have now, so I would have to take you know, the number 8 bus down to Halsted and the number 62 all the way down to Pulaski. And then once we're back in Pulaski, we have to take another bus to get to our actual school. And it's the same for going to Fort City, which is the mall. We have to, you know, take the bus down to Halsted down to Archer, and then from Archer all the way up to the Fort City Mall.
So the bus back then, is it the CTA bus that we have today?
It's more convenient nowadays once we have to train, because back in the days we don't have to train, so we have to wait for the bus, and the bus sometimes gets crowded, and you know the bus is slower because it has to stop in every single bus stop. But now with the train, it's more convenient and it's less, you know, it's your travel time is pretty much cut into less travel times now, so we actually have to take the bus down and take the train, and the train takes us directly to the train station on the by Curie High School, and it's, you know, it's faster now, so it's not as slow and more convenient nowadays than before.
Can you describe what the bus looks like?
The bus pretty much look like similar to the bus nowadays, but I think the amount of space in the bus nowadays is not as compact as before, because in the older days you would have a lot of row of seats, but nowadays you have row of seats and also diagonal and vertical seats, so definitely a little bit different.
For today's CTA buses, you have to use the Adventure card and swipe. Do you have to do that back in the days?
In the beginning, I remember we have to have coins. We have to keep change with us all the time. So in the old days, before we have any bus cards, we have to have change with us all the time. And then later on, we get to use cards for a while. I remember, especially if you're a student, you have a student bus card. You have to use that for a while. And then now you can use venture cards where you can actually loan money, you know, online and everything. It's much more convenient. In our old days, we have to carry money with us.
Since you said that for the buses, you get student cards, how do you get them?
Student cards, you get them at school. So when you're in high school, they usually give you a bus student ID, and along with that, you get a transportation student card that you can actually use to ride buses and trains. Nowadays, in our old days, you get to use the student card for... you had to submit to the school and get a student bus card.
Okay.
Now my topic is about transportation. Illinois is the largest city in the United States and a major transportation hub for the Midwest. O'Hare International Airport is the second busiest airport in the world. It is known for serving a lot of people and taking people international. The Chicago L is a really busy transportation system that goes around the city of Chicago, and it goes 35 other suburban places. The amount of riders per day is 759,866 passengers, and it has 145 train stations. The first L first started business in June 6, 1892, when it pulled four wooden coaches carrying more than a couple of dozen people.